A wheel burner.
On October 31st, 2005, Prisoners Justice Action Committee and the 81 Reasons Campaign held a rally against the new youth super jail opening up in the Greater Toronto Area. This is some audio and interviews from that rally to stop the new youth super jail. This was done for CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto.
Ghetto to ghetto, backyard to yard, we tear it up, y'all. I bless the mic to God.
My name's Gabby. I'm here representing the Toronto Youth Cabinet. My friend Keegan actually had to leave. But, hi, I'm Gabby from the Toronto Youth Cabinet. Here representing the Toronto Youth Cabinet. And, basically the Toronto Youth Cabinet is a group of 150 youth from all over Toronto. We're made up of 150 youth, and we have an executive of 12 people, of which I'm on. And things that the Toronto Youth Cabinet has been working for over the years is our biggest issues are public space for youth and employment for youth. And of course, that ties into this, of course. And so basically what Keegan wanted me to talk about was just that, that 81 million dollars is a lot of money, and that's money that could be put towards training youth for youth employment and towards more public space for youth. So the Toronto Youth Cabinet is very much behind 81 Reasons campaign, and that's all I have to say.
So the first person I'm going to introduce is Red Menace, who's going to do some spoken word performance for us. And then we have Shameless coming up, and then we have a speaker from Justice for Youth and Children.
I'm glad to be here today. I'm glad to see people here out supporting this. It's an important cause. It's part of a wide range of causes that are all very much intertwined, the draining of our social services to feed various industries that are not beneficial to the people, whether that's prisons, whether that's military, whether the list goes on and on, arms manufacturers generally, it's all part of an interconnected system of draining our resources to help fund things that we don't actually need. And this is just a very good example of that. 81 reasons, $81 million why are not needed right now for prisons, when we've got schools that are falling apart, when we've got people starving in the streets.
That's right.
It's really a shame to see this happening, but it's good to see people here out opposing that. So I'm going to just do a few quick a cappella pieces, just somewhat related, some not. This first one's a piece called American Nightmare. Sort of, I guess, the connection into it will be that all these things we see going on here right now, we can see going on tenfold, hyperdrive down south of the border. America's really the example of what all of us here are hoping won't happen in Canada. So, American Nightmare, this is a little piece about that. I'm stuck in the American dream, scared of the scene. Feels like a double barrel staring at me. It's an ugly place with an ugly mind state. Ugly pavement and ugly crime rates, plus death penalties and killer cops. We're stuck in a gunfight, locked to a cinder block. This is the American dream, don't confuse it with any illusions that you're getting spoon-fed. Thoughts of Beverly Hills had better be killed till you find a way to pay your energy bills. You gotta be getting the mills to move up, but honestly, nothing's free in a market economy. What you're born with is what you're gonna live with. What you die with is what your kids get. No sense living for the dream, cause you got it. The challenge is how to get up from its coffin. We'll move on to the next.
Hi, I'm Martha McKinnon from Justice for Children and Youth. One of the people here has a placard saying 50% of the beds in our youth jails are empty. It's true. If you build it, they will come. Perfectly good thing to say about a field of dreams and a baseball diamond. Pretty crappy thing to say about a jail. So we don't need more beds, we need better beds. We need beds in communities, we need to keep kids with their families in communities where they can be restored to the whole community. That's what will produce safer communities in the future. not putting them in custody. More than two-thirds of the people in custody right now have either a mental health issue or an addiction issue. They don't get help for either of those in custody. We need treatment. Of the kids who were in jail, the vast majority are from racialized communities, people with disabilities, and people who are not being helped in our communities before they get there. We need to help them first. The biggest predictor of how a kid ends up in custody is they get thrown out of school. We need to get rid of the safe schools legislation. We need to keep kids in schools, in their communities, with their families, with all the help and supports in the community that they need. I'm old. Someday, I hope the young people of today's generation still like me enough to want me to be allowed to have a pension. We have to stop being afraid of our young people. We have to start hating them and loathing them and respecting them for the gifts they will give us when we are old. We need to keep our kids in our communities. Thank you.
And we just have one more speaker. It's going to be Nevna speaking on behalf of 81 Reasons, just saying some of the reasons why she's opposed to the jail.
So I'm just going to kind of give a brief speech about the jail and what we're doing and stuff. So the provincial McGuinty government has committed $81.1 million to build a new youth super jail to imprison young people in the Greater Toronto Area. The prison to be named Greater Toronto Area Youth Centre will be located in Brampton at the site of the former Vanier Prison for Women. The 81 Reasons campaign is against this jail. The 81 Reasons campaign is an action of Prisoners Justice Action Committee, known as PJAC. On Saturday, July the 9th, 2005, community members gathered to officially launch the 81 Reasons campaign. A barbecue was held at Duffer Grove Park. There was food, music, an open mic, and speakers to entertain the many people who attended. So in order to stop this jail from being built, we are working on lots of different fronts. We want to make sure that the people most affected by this jail, young people and people of color, are actively involved in the fight against it. To do this, we are holding workshops for young people around the city so that they can know about what is going on with the jail and hopefully get involved. As time goes on, we are working to set up local groups in areas all over the city made of young people who are against the jail. At the same time, we want this campaign to use some of the things that can give us strength in life, arts and culture. We are working on putting together a benefit CD to party to while learning about the youth super jail. At the same time, we realize that there are lots of different people we need to get on side in order to stop this jail from being built. So people are working on getting articles in the paper, contacting the right politicians, and finding all the dirt on the jail so we can be prepared. We know that large jails at distance from family increase the problems that lead youth into conflict with the law. Children and youth need education, not incarceration. In Ontario, we must use alternatives. If we don't, we'll continue to see the deaths in custody of young people like David Maffei and James Lonnie. So what should be done with the 81 million? Fund community alternatives to incarceration. Restart community centers, rehabilitation, counseling, and prevention programs. Restore funding to education and recreation. We need all of you, and you can help now. So why don't you join the 81 Reasons campaign? And if you belong to a group, have them endorse the campaign, because we need you. And if this sounds like something you want to get involved in, visit pjac.org. Let's stop the super jail for youth. Let's invest in our young people's future.
What's going on here today? What this event is about?
Well, this is a rally that we're having from the youth courts and the 81 Reasons campaign organized it, and we are against the new youth jail being built in Brampton, and they're taking money out of our taxes to build this jail.
$81 million, and we're against it. So we're basically here trying to get people involved in the campaign and educate people about what's going on in our society and the oppression and all that stuff.
Why this location?
Because we don't want the youth jail, and this is the youth courts, and where the youth go on trial, and you know where they come, and so we figure that we figure that we'll be here and to support them when they're coming in, and you know, just we're here to support them because they need the support, because youth aren't really placed high in our society. They're just kind of considered these things that just make trouble, and it's really not fair, so we're here to support.
As a youth, how do you feel, how you're affected by this new prison being built?
I think it's a waste of money crime happens around 4 and 6 for youth when they're bored. Why don't you take this money and build parks, basketball courts, swimming pools, get the youth involved in our environment, help out, teach them, you know, about things, get them involved, not to oppress them and tell them they're nothing and place them away from their families, where of course they're gonna go in, they're gonna be exposed to the violence, the sexism, racism, and they're gonna come out and that's what they're gonna know, and they're gonna put it on other people because they're so angry and frustrated and that's all they know how to express their feelings. So it doesn't help anyone. It just makes people more frustrated. And so
What would you want to see done with the $81 million?
I think that we really should get community centers, like well-run community centers. We should get pools, we should get teachers, we should get just things really to get the youth off the street, because they don't want to be there, but we're putting them there because of all the of everything that we're doing, and it's easy to help, and we need to value our youth, because I mean, everyone's always saying, oh, they're the next generation, you know. So
Rosario Marchese and
yes,
and Howard Hampton.
I just want to ask you one
and
last question.
That I'm leaving here to go to.
What would you want to see parents do? Older people do.
I think they really need to stop stereotyping, because you wear baggy pants, that doesn't mean you're going to mug someone. I mean, come on, really. You need to just let youth be who they are, let them express themselves. Just like, if they look a certain way, it doesn't mean they are a certain way. And just accept them, because we're not here to hurt you. We're here, you know, to help you, to be nice to you. But obviously, if you're going to be terrible to us, we're just going to get frustrated, and we're going to just be bad, you know, rude and mean to you. So help us, we'll help you, you know. We need a community where we work together and we're happy, and, you know.
Justice for Children and Youth is a legal aid clinic for low-income youth in Ontario. And we were approached by the 81 Reasons campaign late in the spring, early in the summer, and we had been at the David Meffey inquest and the James Lonnie inquest and feel very strongly that large facilities are bad. So we've in fact supported this campaign. One of our lawyers has been working with them, and we in fact provided our postcards for a write-in campaign, and it's an issue that we agree with.
You work with low-income to deal with the situation of youth in the criminal justice system?
Well, the evidence was thoroughly reviewed at the David Meffey inquest, but we have this huge great experiment to the south of us called the United States, and there it is really easy to compare the rehabilitation rates and the recidivism rates for kids who've been large facilities, that's California, and small. And Maryland has they have the lowest recidivism rate in the states. The research isn't even ambiguous. All of the criminologists in Canada would agree small is much, much better.
What do you know of the new youth jail that they are opening up, information in terms of when it's going to open and how many youth it's supposed to hold?
They've reduced the number by a little bit. They took about 20 beds out. I don't know when it's supposed to open. I know it's going to hold just a little less than 200 kids, which is huge.
What would you like to see done as opposed to opening this youth jail?
I'd like to see kids placed in their communities where their families can visit them, where they can have visits from, as they approach release, a parole officer to create a plan for reintegration in the community, where as they are moving towards release, they can start attending local schools, and where they can be reintegrated with a much better chance of success after.
Thank you. I'm with Marika Schwan, a member of the Prisoners Justice Action Committee, as well as the 81 Reasons campaign. Can you talk about what this event is about today?
Well, we're standing out here at 311 Jarvis in front of the Ontario Youth Courts in protest of the new super jail for youth that the government of Ontario has proposed to build in Brampton to cage youth from all over the GTA.
Can you talk about where they're going to cage these youth, and what's been happening around this campaign to stop this new youth jail from opening?
Well, they're proposing to build this jail, this super jail for youth, at the site of the old Vanier Women's Center in Brampton. So for any youth from other parts of the GTA, this would mean that they would be totally removed from their homes, from their families, from their communities. While they were incarcerated, which is really flies in the face of the recommendations that came out in the coroner's inquest after the death of David Meffey, who was a young man who hung himself in the last large-scale youth detention center that we had here in Toronto. So after he died, there was a large-scale coroner's inquest into his death that put forward some recommendations. And one of the key recommendations was that youth only be incarcerated in small facilities in their communities, that they should have access to their friends and their families in order to help them, you know, reintegrate themselves better into society after they have been released. And I'm not advocating for, you know, detaining youth in communities, in open custody facilities, but given the alternative, I think that is definitely a better place to put funding. Right now in the GTA, over 50% of the open custody beds are sitting empty, yet the government still feels a need to build this super jail that's going to take kids away from where they need to be.
Prisoners Justice Action Committee is an abolitionist group, so what do you feel is the real alternative then?
Well, we don't believe that prisons actually make our communities any safer or more secure. And we believe that we need to look at building safe communities that are accountable for the people that live in them, and that have the things that we need to really make our lives safe and secure. Things like adequate social services, things like safe housing, things like good schools and enough food to eat. We feel that locking people up doesn't address any of the reasons that people might do a crime in the first place.
What are the next steps for the 81 Reasons campaign, as well as Prisoners Justice Action Committee?
Well, the ministry in charge of the new super jail, the Ministry of Child and Family Services, has just brought in a new minister. We have had a meeting with the ministry, and we want to actually go to the new minister and get some more answers from her about where the contracts are at. The last we heard, the contracts for construction were just being tendered. So we want to get in before the contracts have actually been signed. We think that the public will really get behind this campaign and see that this is a ridiculous idea, that it was a Tory mistake that was decided on before the Liberals actually came into power. And if they know what's good for them, they'll take this opportunity to tear up the construction papers before construction starts. So we want to act that way, and we're working a lot on just getting a lot more people informed about it. That's part of the reason we're in front of youth courts, is because we wanted to let youth who are coming and going from court today and their families know what's going on before they end up locked up in Brampton.
If people want to get involved, how can they contact PJAC or the 81 Reasons campaign?
They can contact us by email. Our address is 81reasons@gmail.com. They can also call us on the phone. And the number they can reach us at is 416-324-5078. We definitely encourage participation. There's a lot of different ways to get involved. We need people on all of our committees doing education for other youth, doing research, talking to the media, putting on events like this one. So please get involved.
This was produced by Mustafa Henaway for CKLN 88.1.